Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything. Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. For just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey Brainstuff, it's Christian Sager here. Lots of situations can leave you stranded in the wild without supplies. You could have camping miscommunications, unexpected side quests, or, I don't know, alien abductions with imprecise return drops. You know, all that stuff. Whatever the reason you find yourself out there, you're going to need to find water, and a minimum of 2 quarts per day to maintain good health. That is, to keep your blood circulating, which, you know, you want to do. And that brings us to today's question. How do you find water in the wild? Well, I'm going to walk through 3 methods. There's well digging, solar still making, and transpiration collection. But first, I should mention that this information is for your education only. Use it at your own risk. Legally speaking, I can't recommend that you do anything I say. So, all right, we got past that. Let's assume that you can't find any large sources of fresh water. There's not a rain cloud in the sky and no streams, rivers, or lakes nearby. That is, you've looked for animal tracks, lush green vegetation, and swarming insects to no avail. You can't find any water, you can't hear it, and you've checked out the local valleys and other low-lying areas. But you can dig a well. Look for mud or damp soil in a dry riverbed. There may be groundwater near the surface, so dig a hole about 1 foot wide and 1 foot deep. If there's water, your well will start filling up. Even in the desert, you can try digging at the low point between dunes near vegetation. Put rocks in the bottom of your well to keep sediment from stirring up into the water, and line the sides with wood to prevent the walls from caving in. You should never drink salt water, but you can dig a freshwater well near salt water. Starting at the shoreline, walk about 100 feet back from the water and dig a hole 3 to 5 feet deep. If the water that collects there is still salty, back away even further. Well water needs to be purified before you drink it. Give it a boil for 10 minutes. Even water that looks clean can harbor nasty microbes that will make you sicker than a dog. But if your wells turn up dry, you can create structures to collect water from thin air. This is a solar still. You'll need some plastic sheeting, a container to collect the water, and one rock. Having a length of tubing or some definitely non-poisonous vegetation would, you know, also be a bonus. Choose a damp bit of ground that gets sunlight for most of the day. Dig a bowl-shaped hole about 3 feet across and 2 feet deep. In the bottom, dig out enough space to place your container. If you have a tube, place one end at the bottom of the container and secure the other end on the surface outside the hole. If you have some leaves or other greenery that you know for sure are not toxic, tear them up and add them to the walls of the bowl. Place the plastic loosely over the hole and hold down the edges with rocks. Put your rock in the center of the sheet so that it sags in a little more than a foot directly over the container. Add more rocks and soil to the edges of the sheet to give it stability. The heat of the sun will evaporate moisture in the ground, producing condensation on the plastic. It'll drip and collect in your container, and you can either sip it directly through your tube or retrieve the container at sunset. But if your energy is low, you'll want to avoid all that digging. Then that's when the transpiration technique comes in. And it yields less water, but all it requires is tying a knot in a plastic bag. Find a, you know, definitely non-poisonous leafy tree again, or a shrub, that will be in the sun for most of the day. And you tie the bag around one of its branches. Over the course of the day, this plant will exhale, or transpire, water vapor that'll collect at the bottom of the bag. Untie it, or poke a hole in it to collect the water. Then tie it off again and reuse the bag. Plants transpire a lot. About 10% of the moisture in our air comes from transpiration. So, there you have it. 3 different ways to get water in the wild.
Check out the BrainStuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.